This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Chadwick.
I'm Alex Cohen. We've all heard about skyrocketing rates of diabetes in the U.S., but here is a truly troubling statistic. Nearly a quarter of all Native American adults suffers from diabetes. That's nearly three times the average of the rest of the country. Two sisters are trying to put an end to that. They're waging a battle against diabetes on the Navajo Nation. That's the largest reservation in the U.S. Arizona Public Radio's Daniel Crocker has this report.
We lost a lot of family. We lost uncles, grandpas, aunts.
Few people have felt the scourge of diabetes on the reservation more than Lita Scott.
Those are reminders for me and my family about where we have to go to prevent diabetes. And whenever I work, I always think about that.
Scott is the diabetes community health nurse in Winslow, Arizona, a small, dusty town on the edge of the Navajo Reservation. She's a tiny woman, intense and passionate when she talks about diabetes' impact on her people. Shortly after she finished nursing school, her diabetic father suffered a heart attack. From that moment on, she's devoted her career to fighting the disease. So has her younger sister, Laura.
That feel good?
Yeah.
Laura Cleland is kneeling in a cramped office, massaging her father's feet. Herman Scott, now 70, is sitting barefoot, his blue jeans rolled up and a black cowboy hat perched on his head.
When was it, Dad? 95? When you had your heart attack?
Oh, yeah.
And he, Hachaleyana.
Head side.
This side had an ulcer. There was a blood clot, and an ulcer was formed there, and they were talking amputation.
Every year, there are about 86,000 diabetes-related amputations in the U.S. Native Americans have one of the highest rates in the world. Herman Scott was lucky. His ulcer healed. But his heart attack moved Laura Cleland to quit her job in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and start a business distributing therapeutic shoes to 2,000 diabetics on the reservation.
Is it too big?
I think it's too big, Dad. Okay. We need to get a smaller size.
Today, she's sizing her dad for a new pair of what look like fancy black leather hiking boots. She pulls out a thick insert in the sole of the shoe.
What this does is that it really protects the feet from developing the calluses, which leads to ulcerations and then amputation if people aren't careful.
Since Cleland started, she's seen amputation rates among her patients slowly decline, but diabetes rates continue to escalate. They've gone up 70% in the past decade among Native American teenagers.
It's no mystery why diabetes should have reared its ugly head when it did and become such a huge issue for the Navajo people.
Frank Armeo is the clinical director at Winslow Indian Healthcare Center. He says it wasn't that long ago that undernutrition was killing Navajo people.
And suddenly you go from that situation to interstate highway comes through and there's fast food available. And I think that's a major divide in this epidemic.
More than half of Navajo adults are now overweight and nearly half of children. Add to that chronic poverty on the reservation and inactive lifestyles, and Armeo says you have a perfect recipe for an epidemic.
I think sometimes the people get the feeling like there's something wrong with them. It's a genetic thing, or it's there's some stereotype of being too lazy or too this or that, and it really isn't. It's just a confluence of a lot of unfortunate circumstances.
That's not to say there's nothing Navajo people can do to change those circumstances. But for decades, many people say they felt powerless in the face of the disease. And that makes sisters Laura Cleland and Lita Scott's work even more unusual and more important. Lita Scott recently helped start a wellness and exercise center near her hometown on the reservation, and she's even started a Taekwondo program in Winslow for kids at risk for the disease. Type 2 diabetes, the variety most prevalent among Native Americans, historically has targeted mainly older adults. Now it's increasingly attacking Navajo kids. About 30 kids are lined up in starched white uniforms practicing kicks. Verna Bahi's 9-year-old daughter Lucy is one of the students. Bahi herself is a diabetic, so is her mother. But she hopes the Taekwondo classes will help give her daughter a different future.
Her weight and her attitude has changed a lot. This is teaching my daughter how to stay healthy.
Lucy Bahi is a tiny ray of hope in what can seem like an overwhelming plight. For Lita Scott, it's those stories that keep her going through 12-hour workdays, that keep her up until midnight studying for her master's degree.
I believe in our culture. I believe that what we were taught traditionally still does apply to everyday life today. And in those teachings, there's always tomorrow. This is progress, what we're doing with the kids. It may not show today. It will show in 20 years what we have done. That's progress. And that's hope. Saving one life is hope.
For NPR News, I'm Daniel Crocker.